The swearing in of the newly elected members of parliament for the 12th parliament continues today. The three-day event started yesterday with close to 283 lawmakers sworn in. The swearing in ceremony ends Friday this week when all the 528 members of parliament will be sworn in. In the meantime, the opposition Uganda People's Congress Party challenges the incoming 12th parliament on the need to focus on the role of legislators and overseeing government program implementation. The Uganda People's Congress Party says members of parliament should advance policies that put Ugandans and their welfare, like health, education, agriculture, human rights, equitable service and accountable governance, at the forefront. Sharon Oyat is the spokesperson of the Uganda People's Congress Party.
The age limit law, can see how it has affected us up to date. We just sworn in someone for the seventh term, but for the 40 years, when you look at the track record, what have they done? Recently, they have passed the law of sovereignty. So this shows you that the members of parliament are very critical to the development of this country. And if you're a member of parliament, you should know that your role shapes the future of this country. So you should not take your job or your position lightly, because whatever decision you take at the parliament floor is a decision that is going to affect generations of Ugandans. So let us keep our integrity. Let us keep the promises that we have given to our people who voted you.